Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tonight, after our Hakdama, we're going to begin the Lashon of the Mechaber in Simen Ches Sif Aleph. And the topic for tonight is going to be Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. The source of Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis is a Mishnah that's in the first photocopy on Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Be'ez. And in fact, we made reference to the Gemara in the Hakdama. We made reference to the Gemara on that Mishnah. The Gemara was a fascinating Gemara, where the Gemara spoke about the fact that even though the Mishnah says that in the time of the Mishnah you were able to be metaltel many kelim, the Mishnah is going to tell us one kli that you're not allowed to be metaltel is what we're going to refer to as muktzah machmas chisaron kis. Literally, those words mean that it's muktzah has been set aside because the object is expensive, chisaron kis. It'll cause a loss of money. So the Gemara that we had done last week told us that they were actually more machmir at certain times on muktzah on other kelim, not only the instance, the utensil in the Mishnah Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. And the Mishnah Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis is the paradigm of muktzah machmir chisaron kis. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol hakelim nitalim. Again, the Gemara last week told us that they changed their minds, that there was a time they were machmir more. Rabbi Yossi says you could be metaltel every utensil, chutz min ha-meser ha-gadol v'yaseid shel machareisha, except for those things that are used, according to Rashi, a large, almost like a hatchet, that was used to break wood, as well as a plow shear. Says Rashi, v'yaseid shel machareisha, and this Rashi is going to be extremely, extremely important. Yaseid shel machareisha, Hu kli gadol ha'asui kisakin. It's a large utensil that's used like a knife. Sheboy oisin charitz shel tlem. And then Rashi gives us the French word. They use it to make furrows for plowing. Dahanich kapid alayu. These words in Rashi are extremely important. People are makbid on them, about them. In makbid, they're careful and how they use them, and they have a particular place, and they're not used for another melacha. Now notice, Rashi really gives us three definitions, and only next week are we really going to be ma'amik, out of self, the different shittas of the poskim, of the three definitions of Rashi, but let's just lay it out there. Rashi says, number one, people are makbid. It has a designated place, and lo chazun l'malacha acheres, and it's not used for a malacha. All of these expressions are going to be important for the poskim halacha l'maisa. With that in mind, let's begin now the lashon hamechaber in the beginning of Simen Shin Ches. Kol hakelim nitalim b'Shabbos. By the way, even though muktzah machmas chisaron kis is not the most common case of muktzah, now we know why the mechaber starts with muktzah machmas chisaron kis. The reason is because the Mishnah tells us all kelim that you can move except those items that are muktzah machmas chisaron kis. That would make sense for that to be the opening expression of Hilchos Muktzah. And muktzah machmas chisaron kis then becomes a paradigm of what muktzah is because it's an item, it's a kli, it's a utensil, but nevertheless you're not allowed to be metaltel it because it is muktzah. It has been pushed away. Why? Rashi gave us three definitions. So that's why Simen Shin Ches begins that way. Based on Gemara in the end of Masechen Shabbos, the Mechaber gives us a couple of other definitions. Kigon sakin shel shchita o shel mila, vizemel shel saporim, visakin shel sofrim, shemisakim mehem akumosim, kivon shemakbidim shel olasos behem tashmish acher. Since people are makbid not to use the utensils for anything else, of course, these expressions, l'tzarach mekomo, l'tzarach gufa, are very important. Most of you are familiar with them. But nevertheless, it doesn't hurt to repeat the basics. L'tzarach gufa means that if you have a utensil that could be used for a mutter action. For example, we're going to discuss, take a look in Siv Gimel, we're going to have a case of klisha melachto le'iser. A hammer that's normally used for iser for building, you're allowed to move it either. Letzarek gufa means to break nuts, You could use it to break nuts. Olitzarach mekomo, or you need its place. However, when it comes to muktza machmas chisarin kis, there we're more machmir. We're more machmir than a klisha melachta liser. Based on our introduction, we can understand why. Anybody want to venture why that would be so? Why is it when it comes to a klisha melachta liser, if you need the place, then you're allowed to move the hammer? If the hammer is sitting on your table, you're allowed to move it. Or if the hammer is, you want to use it to smash nuts, then in such a case it's permissible. But when it comes to muktzah machmas chisar and kis, these kalim, a sack and shell shchita, so then in such a case, if the sack and shell shchita is sitting there, then you're stuck. You can't move it. What's the svara? Yeah, go ahead.
I was thinking because the Mishnah started off as those
are
the only two that are aser.
Oh, why? Why? Good, good. You're right. In the Mishnah, that's correct.
The
but why?
Where it's being like laying right now is integral to making it like what it is. The item, like Rashi had said, was that part of the thing was it's Mekomo.
Mekomo is important. There, every single point that was said was good. Let's put all the points together. Yes, and
all week long, your machbid.
Oh, very good. Because your machbid all week long, not to use it. Letzarach gufa, letzarach mekomo. So it's a keli that is more muktza than a hammer. A hammer, you'll sometimes move it. Letzarach gufa, letzarach mekomo. But this, because you're miyached makom, and because it has a very distinct purpose, so then on Shabbos, you can't say, oh, now all of a sudden, this is the normal way for me to move the kalim. To go a little bit deeper, in klisha melachta l'iser, the heter of moving something, letzarach gufa, letzarach mekomo, is, if it's obvious that you're not using it for its iser fashion, so then you're using it for a function on Shabbos. You're using it to eat dessert on Shabbos, to break open nuts. You're using it to, you put it down over here, you want to put it somewhere else, because you want to eat on Shabbos, it's on your table. However, when it comes to muktzah machmas chisar and kis, muktzah machmas chisar and kis, you normally don't move it, letzarech gufa, letzarech mekomo, because it has a regular spot, and therefore, pardon me, if you were a shlamazel, and you left it in a place that you're going to eat on Shabbos, then you're stuck, because it's not a kli that's normally moved, letzarech gufa, letzarech mekomo. So that's the pshat, lechura, in terms of what the mechaber is saying. Chaber continues, the Ramah adds another case, v'hu adin l'korna shel besam shemakpidim alav shelo yislach lech, and also if there's something that's used to smash or grind besamim, then you also can't move it letzarach gufa letzarach mekomo as well. V'hu adin adds the Ramah, and this is going to be very important, and the same applies kelim hamyuchadim l'schora. If you have utensils that are normally designated for merchandise, in other words, let's be more precise than merchandise, but they're normally used for your business. You use them only in the use in your factory, in your shop. Umakbid aleihem, and you're also makbid on those utensils. Now the Ramah over here is a little bit cryptic exactly what he's referring to when he says, Kelim am yuchadim l'schara, they're designated for business, and you're makbid on them. So let's take a look at what the source of that Ramah is. Let's take a look.
Scales?
Scales will qualify as well. Let's take a look at the source. The source over here is summarized beautifully in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is after, for those of you who have the photocopies, is after the Shulchan Aruch that we have. We have the Gemara, then the Shulchan Aruch photocopied, and then the Beis Yosef. It doesn't say Beis Yosef on the top, but you'll recognize the style of the tour and the Beis Yosef on the side. The first bold in the Beis Yosef that's on the inside says Kosav Rambam. Okay? Perek Kol HaKelim. Everybody had that? Zelishona. Kol kli shemakbid alav shem yifachsu damav kegon kelim hamak muktzim l'schora v'kelim hayukarim biyoser shemakbid aleim shem yifsedu asa l'tautlam b'shabbos v'zeo anikram muktzim achmas chisar and kis kegon ha-meser ha-gadol. So the Rambam introduces muktzim achmas chisar and kis as something that's designated for business or their expensive utensils. V'arava magi kosav gabe otzer shel tfua. So here the Rav Magi gives us a practical example of this. Shim yeshlo kelim hamuchanim l'schora. If you have in the in the silo. Things that are normally used in the silo, you don't bring it into your living room. You don't bring it anywhere else. And you need them, you're allowed to be metaltalan. The kol shekein who miperos hamuchanim l'schora shehutru afilu b'achila. So the Rava Magid says that one could be mekel. V'chein mashma mikarcha dezuzi da'asya b'perek kamo b'sof perek mishehichshich. That's a type of knife. V'chein l'fim gam l'fim ashepirshu atosos. Mikol makom pshitu de Rabbi Shimon afilu b'akelim amyuchadim l'iska less le muktza. So the position of Tosos is that if it's an item that's used for business, it doesn't qualify as muktza. Says the Beis Yosef. What seems to emerge is that there are two different opinions of what qualifies as muktza machnas chisaron kis. Just a second. Two different opinions of what qualifies muktza machmas chisaron kis. Is muktza machmas chisaron kis something that has a designated place? From the Rambam, it would seem yes. Even if it's not particularly expensive. However, from Tosvos, it needs to be something that's yakar. It needs to be something that's expensive. Vitzarich lomar, and you have to say the hadikasa ramam the kelim matzim l'schar asa etaltlam haynu davke kishem makbid aleim shema yifsedu, and therefore the Beis Yosef is matchik the Rambam. He forces a pshat into Rambam when he says that when the Rambam says things that are l'schara, it must be those things that you're going to be makbid, that you don't want them to get damaged, and therefore they're considered yakar. So there are two ways to understand it. Either is to say that there's a big machlokes between the Rambam and the Balei Tosfos, and the Rambam holds that even things that aren't that expensive, automatically they become muksa because they're designated for a particular tafkid. Beis Yosef doesn't want to make it such a big machlokas. And Beis Yosef says it must be that those things that are in the otzer, those are items that tend to be valuable to the individual, and therefore the Rambam and the Tosfos are not really arguing. Now the way the Ramah sets it up, I'll take the questions in a second, the way the Ramah sets it up, it goes like this. From the Ramah, it could very well be that there is a fundamental machlokas between the Ramah and the Mechaber. The Mechaber only mentioned items that qualify as items that are valuable and expensive, and a person's miyachin makom, and what we saw in Rashi, etc., etc., three definitions of Rashi. However, the Ramah comes along and he says, if a person is makbid on them, and therefore, most poskim understand that the Ramah has now expanded the category of muktza machmas chisaron kis. Any item that a person would be makbid, we're going to have to define. How do we know what qualifies as makbid and what does not qualify as makbid? We're going to need to define the category of makbid, which we will do in Mirtza Hashem. But according to the Ramah, it's on its makbid. Remember, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch? Marana Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef was the one who said that really the Rambam and Tosfos are not arguing. From the Ramah, one could understand that the Ramah might be going a step further and saying that anything that a person is makbid on, and we'll see in a moment how far a post can go to say makbid and how they define what makbid is, by definition it qualifies as muktzah machmas chisaron kis. There are two questions here. Yeah?
Is there any difference in meaning just between mukhanim l'schora or mukhanim l'iska?
I don't think so. There, the halacha will come out to mean the same thing. Yeah.
I think we'll get to it.
Good. Okay, we'll get to it. Good. Yeah.
So the Mechaber is holding what that the Ramah comes to?
So the Mechaber says at the end of the day, we need to be talking about an item that is valuable to the person. The item is valuable to the person. To put it in a way that will only crunch halacha l'maisa next week, remember Rashi, how Rashi described it? Rashi gave us three categories. Rashi's three categories were, he's makbid, he's miyached makom. and it's not chazu l'malacha acheres. So Rashi also tells us that you need the fellow needs to be makbid, needs to be miyached, and not chazu l'malacha acheres. According to the Beis Yosef, what emerges is that Rashi and the Rambam are both telling us the same yisod, and that is if you're miyached, it's not chazal malcha acheres. So then, in such a case, or if you're kovei makom, so then that automatically qualifies as muktzah machmas chisar and kis. Because, and here's where the Beis Yosef added a wrinkle, because it becomes valuable to the person. The Ramah. I'm not so sure, we'll see in a moment, it could very well be that according to Ramah, even if it's not so valuable to the person, but if it has a yichud makom, in such a case there's going to be room to be machmir. We're going to develop shortly. Yes?
The Rambam, like that's the way he was explaining the Rambam before the first Shabbat.
Correct. Let's take a look now in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's go Keseder in the Mishnah Berurah. It says in Mishnah Berurah, obviously there are going to be times, we're not going to be able to read every Mishnah Berurah inside, but let's see the Sif Katan Beis the Mishnah Berurah Chisar and Kis Ratzal Lomar Shemachmas Chshash Hefsid Hu Makbid Aleim Shlo Tatal Matzos Amidat. Look at the lashon over here of the Mishnah Berurah. Again, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be like the language of the Beis Yosef, that the fellow is going to be concerned of Hefsid, and that is Muktza Machmas Chisar and Kis. Take a look at, compare to the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Zayin that's going on the Ramah. Umakbid aleim shelo mishtamish bem kedei shelo yiskalku. He's makbid on it not to use it in order that they shouldn't get ruined. Avo im eino makbid aleim av shem yuchadim l'schora unesanim ba'otzer gam kein shari l'talpe. So here, in the Mechaber, he speaks about a chashash hefzid, a real loss. So according to the Mechaber, it could very well be, according to Beis Yosef, only those things that are a significant loss is going to qualify as muktzah machmas chisar and kis. According to the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah makes two observations. Number one is that he has to be makbid shelo yiskalklu, even if it's not going to be expensive, I'm adding. Even if it's not going to be expensive. On the other hand, at the same time, if he's not makbid, then if it's miyuchad l'schara, so then in such a case it doesn't qualify as muktzah machmas chisar and kis. Nafkamina being, does it have to be something that's yoker? Does it have to be something that's expensive? It could very well be that according to Beis Yosef, the halacha is that only those things that are expensive, and according to the Ramah, it could very well be something else that defines it. Okay, what is that something else? So let's take a look at Rav Neman Sal Shlita's Ha'aris on this Mishnah Berurah. So you have both, in this case, Rav Neman Sal has Ha'aris on the bottom of the Yomid, as well as in the back, and this was photocopied, the Ha'aris Harchava, he elaborates more. Says the following, v'lo b'ina dafka klishim lachto l'isur. You have that? It's the second paragraph. It's the photocopy of the, on the top it says, b'yitzchak yikarei ha'aras harchava. L'chora adigmo shehevi ha'mechaber heim klishim lachto l'isur. So Rav Neman Sal first starts out, so now we're going to put aside the machlokas between the mechaber and the Ramah, and we're going to get back to it. He points out something very fascinating. All the examples that were brought down in the Mechaber are utensils that are klisha melachta l'isser. V'imkein rak bohem shayich isser. Afilu lo azizu v'imkomo. Va'af al pi she'ena kovei lo makom. Shaharei dover she'ena roi l'shimush have kemukza machmas gufo. So he points out that one way of understanding mukza machmas chisar and kis in the Mechaber are those items that you can't use on Shabbos because they're Isser items. And he points out that the Mechaber only speaks about Isser items. And those Isser items don't have any other shimush. They don't have any other use. And therefore, there's a new category of muktzah machmas chisar and kis. According to this Havana, which Rav Nevinzal claims is the Havana of the Gra, Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis, as we explained before, is a super Klisha Malachta L'Isser. It's a Klisha Malachta L'Isser, which doesn't have the Heter L'Tzarech Gufa L'Tzarech Mekaymai, because why? Because it's not normal to use L'Tzarech Gufa L'Tzarech Mekaymai. And notice his Lashon, V'afal Pishenu Kovei Elo Mekaymai. You don't have to be Kovei Makom for it. Here we're already in a Halach L'Maisish here, so you don't have to write this down. But just for Iyun and Lamda's purposes, that's not like Rashi, right? Because Rashi said that you're Miyachim Makom. Okay, but that's not... we're not going to say Lamda Shashir on that now. Okay, but that's the Yisod. That one Avana is that Muksa Machmas Chisar and Kis, since we are focusing on Halach L'Maisa, most Poskim do not assume this way. Most poskim will assume that Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis applies even for Klisha Malachta L'Heter, despite the fact that the Mechaber's only examples were Klisha Malachta L'Isser examples. Lefize. According to this, our great Rebbe continues, Tmuna, hu Kli Heter. A picture is Kli Heter. Ela Shekan, Hare Maksa Daito L'Hedya L'Yachid Lo Makom. How do you look at a picture? A picture, on the one hand, it's clearly not a klisha melachta l'iser. On the other hand, a person's miyachei makom for a picture. V'das ad morzal, the shita of Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was, shekol she'ein amazes, shelo l'tzarech mishum pseida, choshem miyachei le'makom. It now depends on the following question. Reb Shlomo Zalman argued, and this is how most poskim assume, that Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis applies even for a Dover Heter. And it doesn't only apply to Klisha Melachta L'Isser. And therefore, if a person has a photograph, the question becomes, why is he not moving it? If the reason why he's not moving it, and it has a Makom Miyuchad, so that qualified for Rashi's definition of Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis. Notice Rashi had said nothing about Kisar. So then in such a case, if he doesn't move it because it's valuable to him, so then in such an instance it will qualify as Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis. Ubikli shalam achto leheter hare emi yache lo makom. Ulachein lo have Muktzah. But a kli shalachto leheter that doesn't have Yichud Makom is not going to be considered Muktzah. And therefore, our Rebbe goes on, and he says it all depends on what the quality of the picture is. Tmuna she'ena yakara. So then what will come out is, if the picture is not expensive, Avo bishem yachalo makom, das Reb Shlomo Zalman, ain't a Muktzah. Share yichud ha-makom ulo bishem chisar and kis. He's not being miyache the picture. Yes, it's true that we put up, let's think about, you know, your favorite Gadol B'Torah, or your favorite baseball star. You saw there was a picture in the magazine, Lahavdil, and you cut it out, and you put it, you're Miyachei Makom. But that you got in a magazine. You didn't even buy the magazine with the intention of getting that picture. So that's not valuable. It happens to be, it has a particular place in your room. So in such a case, that is not considered Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis. Because according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, and we're only going to understand the depth of what Reb Shlomo Zalman was saying next week. But according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, this is a Dvar Mamukim. It's a complicated question and answer that's forced Reb Shlomo Zalman to say this. Next week will be Megala, the secret of why Reb Shlomo Zalman said it. That I didn't learn from my Rebbe. I only realized third time around learning Hilchos Muktzah, I then found why Reb Shlomo Zalman said it. But Reb Shlomo Zalman has a yisod that he's being miyashev based on this, and that's the halacha in regards to the picture. So it all depends on why he's being miyachim makom. If he's being miyachim makom because it's valuable, so then in such a case it's going to be Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis. If, however, he's only being miyachim makom because it's just a convenient place, everything in his room has a place, he's not messy, and everything room in his place, that's not called Yichud Makom of Rashi. The Yichud Makom of Rashi has to be due to Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis. It happens to be a cholik. Our Rebbe goes on, let me say the cholik, and then I'll take the question. In B'nai Brak, they're more machmir. HaChazon Ish Sover, Shekol shemiyachei lo makom havi mukta machmas chisarin kes. The Chazon Ish doesn't understand it this way. The Chazon Ish understands that the halacha of mukta machmas chisarin kes is a function of yichud makom. That the object has a makom amiyuchad. And since the object has a makom amiyuchad, then you're already machmas to it. And therefore, the words mukta machmas chisarin kes is a misnomer, according to the Chazon Ish. According to the Chazon Ish, mukta machmas chisarin kis is that because it's valuable, a person is generally miyachin makom. What are the items that people are miyachin makom? The items that miyachin makom are on things that are expensive. But what happens if you have an item that's not expensive? So then in such a case, what would the halacha be? It could still be mukta. Why? Because any item that you're miyachin makom, you're maktzit. It's a deep machlokis. It's a lamdash machlokis. Is being miyachin the makom, the Chazon Ish says, that creates the muktzah. Because the point is that that it has a particular makom. I found the Chazon Ish. If you take a look, I think I had the right one photocopied. Let's see, where do we have the Chazon Ish? Right. Oh, very good. It's intentionally out of words. Fantastic. Mem Gimel, it's the right order. Mem Gimel, Yomo always does an excellent job. Mem Gimel Yud Zayin. Mem Gimel Yud Zayin, take a look. Here's the source of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says, he bases himself on a Gemara. The Gemara talks about items, kilas chasanim, the chasan gave us the maramakam. The kilas chasanim, the canopy for a chasan, so that, because it has makom yuchan, is going to be yasur. And the Chazon Ish says, five lines in, v'nira midivreyem, t'hai kovela makom dehacha. Here in the sugya of menorah and kilas chasanim, it's only used for one purpose. And then he asks Akasha about the Gemara's comparison. We're not doing the Gemara now, but I just want to show you the line. First word in line is Chasanim. Ve'efsher lefarish lu devrayim dahai kovei lo makom haynu she'im metaltlin also el mishamshim b'mikoma v'chol shekoven lo makom lo choshuv kli letiltul. Anything that you're kovei a makom automatically is not considered a keli letiltul. So the Chazon Ish says that the yichum makom by definition is going to make it aser. And therefore, he says the following in Membeis, Tezayin. Nira de Mairi, he quotes the Magen Avram in Simin, let's start from the top. Membeis Tezayin, says the Chazon Ish, Avolim Eina Makbid Alav Shari. We read that in the Mishnah Berurah. In Sifkatan, we read that in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Zayin. Nira de Mairi, he quotes it from the Magen Avraham, Af became Shemalachton Leheter. So the Chazon Ish comes along first of all, and he says, not like the simple reading of the Mechaber, it's even Klee Shemalachton Leheter. Kigon Kapos Vesakinim Shebechanusa. If a person has a store, and he has cheap cutlery, Vikivan Shemachman Alim Shamish Vim Shlo Niru Ki Yushanim, if the person has designated its place, so then in such a case, it's going to be muktzah. Now here, the Chazon Ish is talking about cutlery where a person is not likely to use it because he's a merchant. So it's not the exact same thing as the other Chazon Ish. There are two yisodas here that are coming out from the Chazon Ish. Number one is the Chazon Ish says if you have something that you're miyache the makom, by definition it's going to be mukta. Number two, the Chazon Ish says that even if, as we saw in the Ramah, even if you have an item that you're going to be careful, that a person is makbid only to use, even if it's cheap, a person is careful not to use because, for example, he's a merchant, so then in such, and he wants to save it as his merchandise, so in such a case, then it will be muktzah as well. Okay. Based on the above, let's now go to some of our questions on the cover page. Number one, is one allowed to move muktzah machmas chisar and kis l'tzarech gufo l'tzarech menkomo? The answer is obviously no, as we've discussed before. Does an item need to be valuable or expensive to qualify as muktzah machmas chisar and kis? So the answer to that question is, according to the Mechaber, it would seem yes. According to the Rama, it would seem no. And the last Maramokum that we saw, the Chazon Ish, said that even if the item is cheap, but nevertheless, a person would be makbid. For example, if I sell cheap cutlery, so I would be makbid not to use it myself. It has a place in my basement or in my store where I sell my merchandise. So in such a case, then it's going to be considered muktzah machmas chisar and kis. We also saw from the Chazon Ish that once you're koveya makom, then it's going to become muktzah, which brings us to number three. Is an expensive painting MMCK? Is a expensive painting muktzah machmas chisar and kis? So that, l'kulei alma, both according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal and the Chazon Ish Zatzal, according to both of them, they're muktzah machmas chisar and kis. Where do we have a machlokis? A cheap painting. If you have a cheap painting, so then the Chazon Ish said that because a person's miyachid makom, it would be muktzah machmas chisar and kis, while according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, it could very well be that it would not. Number four, a businessman who sells plastic cutlery decides to take some of his inventory and use it on his own, on his Shabbos table. He decides on Shabbos itself. Is that muktzah machmas chisar and kis? So the Chazon Ish is going to say yes, based on the Ramah. It would seem to me that Sfardim could be Chazish said that would say no, that you're not allowed to use it. Chazish would say no. It would seem to me that Mechaber, did I say yes or no? You had such a quizzical look on the face, I doubted what I said. I'll explain in a moment. According to the Mechaber, the halacha is that only those things that are expensive are muktzah machmas chisar and kis. But the Chazanish goes, according to the Ramah, and go so far as to say any item that a person is not likely to use on Shabbos. And I'm connecting the two Chazon Ishes because one is that you're miyache makom, or he has merchandise, even if it's cheap merchandise, he designates it, and he's not likely to be mezalzel, even if it doesn't have a makom miyuchad, by definition it's also going to be considered muktzah machmas chisar and kis according to Chazon Ish. And therefore I'd like to just add, I didn't see this in Poskim, but it seems obvious to me that for Sfardim there's a lot of room to be makel, because what will emerge is that for Sfardim it's only something that's going to be particularly valuable, that the Yichud Makom is significant. If the guy is Miyachi Makom, it's not particularly valuable, it would seem to me, according to the Beis Yosef, there is a lot of room to be makel. Now, Rabosai, here's the Chiddush of the night. Chiddush of the night is a fascinating yesod. Up until now, we've been discussing klisha muktzah machmas chisar and kis, and what is yichud makom. We're going to discuss more next week what qualifies as yichud makom. And we assumed that yichud makom plus hefsid will make muktzah machmas chisar and kis, or just yichud makom is enough to make muktzah machmas chisar and kis. And we had a machlokis between the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman whether yichud makom alone is going to make muktzah machmas chisar and kis, or it has to be yichud makom due to some type of hefsid. And the Chazon Ish, we're arguing, is l'shitaso possibly. So here's a fascinating chumrah. Fascinating chumrah that both, this is very exciting for me, both our Mesorah from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and our Mesorah from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, both of them came to the conclusion l'chumra, even though it's a tremendous chiddush. But both of them hold it of this chumra for slightly different reasons. You have an item that's a klisha melachto l'isser. So you're allowed to move it. Let's start with Gufo, let's start with Mekom. Right? Yeah. What's Muktzah Machlas Chisaron Kis? Muktzah Machlas Chisaron Kis are those things that are a Shoichitz knife, Izemel Shalmila. What are some modern examples? Do we give any modern examples? Expensive painting. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shulchan Shlomo in the back also gives another couple of examples. You could take a look. Gives another couple of practical examples. He says that if you're talking about expensive closets, even those that are movable, generally they're not, they're set aside for a particular area. You wouldn't be allowed to move it on Shabbos. Those are modern examples of Muktzah Machlas Chisaron Kis. Here comes the Whopper Chiddush. What happens if you have a kli shemalachto le'isser that people only use for the isser? What's that?
Is that considered
a machbet? Oh, very good. Take a look at Yitzchak Yikore. The Rav Neven Sal is matfik. What? I'm going to give you, I will give you an example of that item. First, let me show it to you inside, and then I'll give you the example.
Isn't it
drashi? Oh, let's see, maybe. I want to hear what you have to say. On the Mishnah Berurah Shemalachto Le'isser, Rav Neven Zal, based on our tradition, is madchik the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. He claims that the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, you have to sort of fudge, which in of itself is a whopper of a chiddush. But let's take a look. And he's always mevatel himself to the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look at Sifkot Niyut Shem Lachto L'Isser, Klomar Shem Yuchedus L'Dover Shalasa Lassus B'Shabbos. Fafilu Imrak Rov Malachto L'Isser. So Kli Shem Lachto L'Isser, you're allowed to generally move Tzarek Gufam Tzarek Mekomo, is that's Miyuchedus, it's generally designated for a Dover Shalasa Lassus B'Shabbos. And even if it's only Rov Malachto L'Isser, it's Bechlal Zeh. So Rav Nevenzal points out that the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud, the Mishnah Berurah, the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud is what happens if you have an item that's entirely used to Isser. So I was just asked, what would an example of that be? What would an example of that be? Let's say a wallet. You have a wallet that's only used for money. The only thing you use it for is for money. Or let's say you have a computer that the only thing, a word processor, the only thing that the word processor is used for is for typing. You don't use any wallpaper and so on and so forth. Says Rav Neven Zal, Sifkot and Yud, L'chora on the bottom, Haloshen Einim Medugd, Didafkim rov lemachto leisur yeshlo gam tashmish hefter. Have a klisha melachto leisur. Have a klisha melachto rakli isur. Dino kemukta machmas kusarin kis. The bottom of the photocopy of the Mishnah Berurah, page kufhe. It's towards the beginning of the packet. If you have something that's entirely leisur, a kli that's used entirely leisur. By the way, you know, I just thought I have a good example. I would think, even better than the word processor, this. Do people use a recorder for anything else aside from Isser? It would seem to me not. Unless it has a clock on it. This one doesn't have a clock on it. I intentionally did not use a phone. Last time, we were learning here, so we spoke about an iPhone. So, but then I realized it could very well be. It happens to be today. Yesterday my phone broke, and I'm Baruch Hashem, I'm not missing the phone. That's all. But you know what I realized? I stopped wearing a watch because of the phone. So a lot of people use the phones as a watch as well. So that's not melachto leisur. Now it's toluy. This is why I didn't give the phone as an example. It's toluy also where the time appears on the phone. Some phones you have to press a button and or open it up, and then you'll see the time. Some phones, it always has the time on the surface. If it's one of those phones that has the time on the surface, then it's not miyuchad le'isser, it's also leheter. But the recorder, I think, is a great example. So if you have a recorder that's miyuchad le'isser, you either listen to the playback or you're recording. In both of those instances, the recorder is being used le'isser, it's miyuchad le'isser. People don't keep track of time on recorders. They don't use that as a watch. A phone, they do use as a watch.
Why did you say the computer is only a word processor?
Oh, so the reason I said the computer is only a word processor is because of the following. A lot of people now use the computer also to show pictures.
Don't you also have to press on
the,
just like
No. Wallpaper on your computer, you don't need to press as a button. There's some people who intentionally leave their computers open and their pictures that are at the screensaver, right. So the screensaver might save a laptop from being a klisha shemyucha le'isr legamri. Might. I think there's a tzad, there's a side to say. As we were looking at pictures in my house on Shabbos, looking at walls and talking, looking at the portraits of the wall, it dawned on me, what are the odds that people are going to have photographs in another 30 years from now? Maybe for really, tmunot yikarot. But in general, eventually every single... If you could have now, electronically, and things are becoming more and more interconnected, you could have one frame, and that frame could have 10, 15 pictures that are revolving. People already have it, right? My in-laws have on their piano. But they have 30 pictures of the grandchildren. And then in the middle, they have one frame that's an electronic frame that has another 300 pictures that are changing. I imagine that, Amir Tzashem, when we become grandparents, we're just going to forget about those 30 pictures around on the piano. They'll just be. Either there'll be a bunch of changing photographs and so on. Now, Zorlin Yanenu, the reason why that came to mind is because I think a computer is also used today for some people. It depends on the situation, but there's definitely some people that definitely use the computer for, and therefore it's also used Laheter as well as Lisa. But a recorder would be an excellent example. And Rav Neven Sal argues like this. He has a Messiah from Rav Shlomo Zalman that it becomes then Kli, this Kli Shemalach Lisa that's only Lisa, so then it becomes what? It becomes Muktzamach Mas Klisar and Kis. Because if you think about it, argues Rav Shlomo Zalman, and we're going to see next week more about that. If you think about it, that really is what is Muksam Achmas Chisar and Kiss. Because it goes back to the original Hezbra that the Avreichim were giving. And that is, why is Muksam Achmas Chisar and Kiss more chomer than Klishem Lachdal Isser? Because Klishem Lachdal Isser is sometimes used. Letzarek Gufo, Letzarek Chomer. You're not Maktzit. But this item, you are mocked to it. You only use it for this thing. You only use it to record. Nafgamina, whether you're allowed to move an iPod. We're clearing the base medrash, right, for Rosh Hashanah. So the nafgamina is like this. On Shabbos, every once in a while, we don't clean the whole base medrash. And you come into the base medrash, and there's pens on the table that you want to learn at, that you want to down at. So then it's mutter to pick up the pen. You know, we'll have to go through the details, what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do, but bottom line is that you're allowed to move the pen and put it down in another place. Lonias Daiti, if there's an iPod there, then it could very well be, according to the tradition from Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's going to be Muktzamach Mas Chisar and Kis. From the tradition that we have from Rav Soloveitchik, it's also not going to be Klishim Lachta L'Isser. Let me share with you this. I find this really exciting, that both Masoras made this point in different ways. Take a look at the Harei Kedem and page Kuf Samach Vav.
Is there ever, that's a ridiculous question, but
yeah.
You know, I use anything, my phone, anything to hold down my page. Is that
right?
Considered
Hetzer? So the answer, now once upon a time I really was no to the Chumrah on phones, but I began to realize that phones are used for many other things, because phones have become so central for so many things, that phones might be different. The main reason, I think, is because it's used as a watch. I don't think most people use their phones as a paperweight. The poskim do discuss of a mukta item being used as a paperweight. That will come up, and Mir Tzashem will discuss that. But it doesn't seem to me, especially an item that's expensive, whether that would qualify. Yeah?
But you said that it's not even the phone being used as a watch, because you have to have access to the clock from the screen.
Right. And
not usually.
Right. So, a mesupak, right, your phone, I see, doesn't work that way.
Right?
Most phones do not. But if I'm not mistaken, there are people whose phones have time on the front all the time. That's correct, right? My assumption is correct. So, Yesh Lodun, whether we were the Machalik or a Machalkin be phone the phone. I'm not sure. Yesh Lodun, in such a case, because then if the phone is entirely unusable without doing a Maisa Isser, it could very well be that the same halacha would apply to a phone as well.
The fact that if somebody else...
And then it could also be that the same would apply to a laptop. If there are certain laptops that, I don't know, that that's why I said word processor, where it's that was my pshat.
Does it have to always have the ability to use, meaning if somebody sends him a message on Shabbos, so then like the screen lights up and now he can see the time?
Oh, it could very well be that that's enough. In other words, or another example, if when people send you a message, I think some phones work this way. When I have a kosher phone, and I'm very, very happy. I'm worried that that my phone broke. I don't want to come into the real information age when it comes to my phone. I'm very, very happy using it just to tell the time and to make phone calls. I don't even have text messaging. But from what I understand, for people who do have texting and other things, that you could get an email and that you don't even press a button. The phone will immediately register. The email will come on the screen. How do I know that? Because every once in a while I hear this tweet and I never knew what it was. A strange tweet in the background. Then I figured those people receiving texts and emails, right? That's what it is? That there's a little... Okay, so that's what... I remember the first time I was introduced in this classroom, that there was a guy, there was somebody who was sitting here, a very sweet Talmud, and I noticed that through the whole shiur, he was just looking at his computer the whole time. I'm talking now, this is the beginning, this is 7-8 years ago. They had just gotten Wi-Fi here in the building. And then I realized that he's reading stuff on the internet. He wasn't listening to shiur because he never looked up. He never looked up. That was when it dawned on me. Nachzar l'inyanenu. So I think for those types of phones, an ein hachanami, then it would also be something that's a cliche. It's not only miyuad l'isser; it has a function even laheter as well. That's why I intentionally didn't give the example of the phone. That's why I gave this example. Yeah. Oh, Ray Roll. Okay. So let's get in one last with this. Let me just show you Gishmak. The Rav Soloveitchik makes the same point. And you know, what's absolutely beautiful is you have Rav Soloveitchik making this point in Alamda Shashir in Hare Kedem, and Rav Shlomo Zalman making this point in Rav Shlomo Zalman in one from Rav Nevinzal in one line in the Biyitzchak Yikari. The Rav pointed out at the bottom of Kuf Samach Vav that there is a Gemara that says that Amita Shiyichad Aleha Mos. If you have a bed that is designated for money, for lashon atosas who that's muktzah, that even Rabbi Shimon is moda. Ikal emeimar de moda Rabbi Shimon de midikapit aleh miyached la makom. So Tosas says that once the person is makbid, so then he's miyached la makom. The kachos of our rosh Rabbeinu Tam pirish Rabbi Shimon moda mita shiach to al mos. Well, by the way, what's the story with those beds? So you know what was going on in those days. In those days, they, instead of a safe, what they would do is they would store their money in a bed. What's that?
It's actually in the news. Someone donated a hospital bed to Yad Sarah, and they found...
Wow. That's fascinating. Rabbi Tam Pirish, Rabbi Shim, Modav, Mita, Shichta, V'niach, Le'amaz, Ta'adam, Kapital, El, Miyachad, La'makam. U'lechora, Kavanos, Amidim, Muktzah, Machmas, Chisarin, Kis. But Lechura, why is it asur that people are miyachin makom? However, the Rav pointed out that the Ramah doesn't seem to understand it this way. Because if you take a look at the Ramah, I photocopied the Ramah right before the Harei Kedem. Olam ulam yesh la'ayim bazem midivrei ha-Ramah, she'evi es divrei benu tam la'alacha, v'kosav v'lachein asur l'taltal kisha mos av bishotzi mos menu v'od yom. And the Ramah says that just like a bed that's miyuchad for money is aser, so too a wallet that's only used for money. Ulechora kishal mos einzeh machmas kisarin kis. It's not miyuchad la makom, asks the Rav. So what's the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, who says mita sheichta la mos is going to be aser? Why? Because miyachin makom, that's beautiful, that's muktzah sarin kis. But the Ramah that's photocopied in the page before says, and for that reason, a wallet that's miyuchad only for money, as opposed to carrying other things. My wallet, I carry other things as well. Like an ID. Let's leave credit cards for a moment. Like an ID, so then in such a case, then the Ramah says, that's going to be muktzeh, it's miyuchad the money. But wait a second. When it comes to a wallet, you're not miyachin makom. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests a chiddush, where he ends up agreeing with Rav Shlomo Zalman, and yet at the same time disagreeing. Agreeing in the sense halacha lemaisa with the same chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman, but disagreeing in terms of what category of muktzah it is. The Rav held that if you have an item that has no other purpose on Shabbos, as he brings rayas from Agos Maimini, is going to be considered muktzah machmas gufo, which means according to Rav Soloveitchik, you also can't move this letzarach gufo letzarach mekomo because muktzah machmas gufo because it has no other purpose on Shabbos. And even if, though you're not miyach in makom for an iPod, people move recorders around. They don't have makom miyuchad. Nevertheless, it's not muktzah machmas chisaron kis. It's called muktzah machmas gufo. And therefore, Rav Soloveitchik would agree that you can't move it letzarach gufo letzarach mekomo. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that because it doesn't have any heter purpose, so then, by definition, it becomes muktzah machmas chisaron kis, and we explain because you're maktzin entirely on Shabbos, just like muktzah machmas chisaron kis, it's not normal to move it around in any other way. So to over here, it has no purpose. The Rav said it a little bit differently. He said it becomes muktzah machmas gufo. Either way, from our two mesorahs, we have come out with a chumrah in Hilchos Muktzah, and that is that any item that is miyuchad le'iser either becomes muktzah machmas chisaron kis or it becomes muktzah machmas gufo. Either way, even though it's a klisha malachto le'iser, you're not allowed to move letzarach gufo letzarach mekomo. However, I just want to point out that the pashtus of the Mishnah Brura, like Rav Nevin Zal himself raised, is not that way. Again, let me just show you why in the words of the Mishnah Brura. We always want to be tzamud, attached to the language of the Mishnah Brura. Let's take a look at the Lashon of the Mishnah Brura. In the beginning of Siv Gimel, we learn Kli Shemalach Tol Iser Mutol Tal Tol Letzarach Gufo Letzarach Mekomo. And the Mishnah Brura says Siv Katan Yud Kloimar Shem Yuchedes L'Dover Shasalas B'Shabbes. It's Miuchedes L'Dover Shasal B'Shabbes Vafilu Imrak Rov Malach Tol Iser. Even if the majority is used Le'isser, mashma, that the ratio was talking about, even though it was entirely used le'isser, you're still allowed to move letzarach gufo letzarach mekomo. So Rav Nevin Zal says that based on the tradition that he told me, Rav Nevin Zal Shlita told me, he heard this from Rav Shlomo Zalman. The hesber I'm giving you is the hesber from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that the moment that it's something that has no purpose, then by definition it becomes muktzah machmas chisaron kis, because, as I understood what my Rebbe was saying, that once it doesn't have any other purpose, then it becomes mamish muktzah machmas chisaron kis, in the sense that we said that the whole heter letzarach gufo letzarach mekomo is that you're not entirely makzeh klisha melach tol iser. But if it's muktzah machmas chisaron kis, you're entirely makzeh. So too, a kli that's miyuad entirely l'iser, you're entirely makzeh. However, the Mishnah Brura seems to disagree. The Mishnah Brura seems to understand, no, if it's a kli that's melach tol iser and it's not, it doesn't have yichud makom, that's a nafgamina. It doesn't have yichud makom. This case does not have yichud makom. This recorder doesn't have yichud makom. Since the recorder doesn't have yichud makom, then it falls into a category of pashtus of the Mishnah Brura to kli shemalachto le'iser. However, both of our traditions, post Mishnah Brura, seem to say that there might be room to be machmir, and that's definitely something for us to think about. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, next week we're going to continue with this case, and we're going to do inside the case of the Ramah, with the bed, the mitash yichta lomos, as well as the case of the wallet. We're going to jump to Simon Shin Yud in order to finish off really understanding muktzah machmas chisaron kis. We're going to continue with quite a few practical examples, and then Mir Tzashem after Yontif, we'll go on to Kli Shemalach Tol Iser. Mir Tzashem Musar tonight at regular time. The question is whether everything's going to be done.